Welcome to this podcast from the Episcopal Diocese of Central Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Leslie Carter, and I'm joined today by the Reverend Linda Watkins, rector of St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. St. Mary's has been experiencing some pretty phenomenal revival and growth in the last year or so, and today Linda is here to talk with me about how the appreciative inquiry process played a part in bringing that revival about. So I want to say welcome, Linda.
Hi there.
For those who are not familiar with it, can you start us off with a brief description of what appreciative inquiry is and how it works in a parish setting?
Yes. Appreciative inquiry started actually in the business world when people realized that a positive approach tends to have better results. In other words, when you approach things as problems to be solved, that does not lead to the kind of energy and positive thinking that approaching things as an opportunity. And this has been adopted for the parish setting and has worked wonderfully for a great many churches over the last several years. Basically, the group is asked to reflect on their best experiences. They're asked to remember what brought them to a parish. They're asked to identify some of the best times, the best feelings they've had while in the parish. And then they're asked to work cooperatively to set a vision based on these positive experiences. And what it does is it ends up identifying all manner of strengths and talents and show a positive way forward. And the good news is that any problems, if you will, actually tend to find a solution through the back door. So it's a very wonderful process.
The first podcast in this series was about strategic planning. And I'm wondering, how would you differentiate strategic planning from appreciative inquiry?
Well, strategic planning was, for us at St. Mary's anyway, the initial step, I would say. In other words, we did approach it in terms of we identified some problems. We identified some challenges. And the strategic planning grew out of working to find solutions, to find ways forward. From there, it was fairly similar in that the strategic planning did end up settling into identifying areas of energy and talents that we discovered. But that was purely accidental. We used a wonderful book called Holy Conversations, which I think is very similar to appreciative inquiry. I think it's a little more traditional in that it does deal a lot more with approaching problems and how to have conversations around those problems. For us at St. Mary's, we chose appreciative inquiry as a continuation and refinement of our initial process. We were several years into the strategic plan and felt we needed to kind of keep it going, keep the energy up, not let the good things that had started kind of wither, as it were. We also wanted a healthy way of honestly evaluating where we were. And we liked the idea of using a very positive and appreciative process where we looked at the successes and we looked at the areas where there was passion and energy, rather than a process where we say, well, we did this well, we did that not well, this is good, this is bad. The appreciative inquiry seemed a lot more holistic and something like it would take us to the next level of our original strategic plan.
So how did the appreciative inquiry process work in your particular setting? How did you work it through?
Yes. Well, Canon Robbins Oak, of course, is trained and most enthusiastic about the process. She has been working with it for years. And as it so happens, right about the time that we were looking for next steps, appreciative inquiry was being talked about in terms of its use for mutual ministry reviews in parishes. And so we were referred to Robin, feeling that this would be a very appropriate process for reviewing and evaluating what we had done with the strategic plan. So we started out, Robin and I and our senior warden got together. Robin spelled out exactly what the process could entail, talked different options, talked about what prep work was needed, really held our hand all through that initial phase. Robin and I had many emails back and forth and phone conversations in developing the questions. That is a very key part of appreciative inquiry, is coming up with positive questions that will get people talking about good experiences and successes. So we framed the questions that Robin would work with us on very carefully. Worked on integrating worship and prayer, Bible study, and, of course, lots of food.
Food's inevitable. You can't do anything in the church without food.
Especially at St. Mary's. And so we designed what we would hope would be a fun and energizing day. So we had our first session, and by the end of that session, we had conversations that Robin led us through. We filled newsprint with a lot of reflections and thoughts. Then she had each person, and we had about 24 people, which for a parish our size on a Saturday is absolutely wonderful. So we each got the opportunity to put, we were each given three post-it notes. And on each note, we were supposed to put a statement about what we would like St. Mary's to do or be. And we framed them as statements about what was already occurring. So we framed them in present tense, not like we would like to do this or we want to do this. We are doing this. That turned out to be a powerful difference. So by the end of the first session, we had all these post-it notes. And we started to group them into categories. And we found a lot of themes in common. We were able to get them sorted out into, I believe it was 4 different areas. So we left it at that. We kept the newsprint and the post-it notes up on our parish hall walls. The vestry talked about them. We got folks in the parish talking about them. I used some of these themes in some of my sermons. So then several months later, Robin came back, and again, it was a very similar thing. She and I talked, and the senior warden and I all talked about what had been bubbling up, what had been cooking over those months as we talked and reflected and let these things sink in. So then the second session was very energizing. Again, we had about 24 people, and we broke into groups that took a look at these categories and really talked about them. And you could hear the volume level in the room sort of go up. We started seeing interconnections. We started seeing patterns. And by the end of that second session, we had come up with some goals for each of these areas. Some concrete things that we were really excited about doing. So then the vestry really had to get to work. Robin coached us as far as now the vestry was really going to need some time to work with these goals. The vestry had a retreat, and that was back in the spring. We spent a wonderful day together in prayer and worship and talking about our role as vestry. And we set priorities. We looked at each area very carefully. And again, we noticed and we reflected on where the energy and enthusiasm was. And some things really emerged that people on the vestry were excited about. And we picked just one or two main priorities, and we assigned, not assigned, it sort of bubbled up, different vestry people agreed to take leadership for each of these areas, and to, over the summer, talk to some people they've identified to do some real concrete work to start making these goals happen. And that took off. much, much faster and more powerfully than any of us imagined. And we have our first vestry meeting of the season tomorrow. And boy, we're going to have a lot to talk about because these groups have started getting going. They have started organizing and meeting, and we're hoping in the next few weeks we're going to have a big celebration to celebrate the work and to really get the parish talking about the work that these groups have started to do.
Could you possibly give us some examples of the results and the projects that have resulted from the appreciative inquiry process in your parish, some of these things that your vestry will be talking about tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggies, we identified and noticed a great deal of energy around caring for each other in the parish. in concrete ways. And it's interesting that that was something that we also identified in our strategic planning as something that was there, but it was something that other things just sort of, that it was more their time. And so now we have a couple of vestry folks, and we have one of our new parishioners who is very, very excited about caring ministry in the parish. And bottom line is that we now have a care team. This was established over the summer. We have a list of volunteers who have indicated the kinds of help that they would be willing to provide. In other words, if someone needs a ride, we know who we can call to help out. Food, when somebody needs meals, we've got a list of folks who would be able to do that. Right now, we have also identified from our initial care team meetings, we've identified three coordinators. In other words, folks that will have these telephone lists, and when a need arises, they will be the ones to actually track down and schedule the ride or the meals or that kind of thing. And we've realized that the care team is really excited about doing the practical stuff, but they also are really, really clear that there's also a prayer component. Mm-hmm. And so, interestingly enough, that was another thing. St. Mary's has a very, very strong interest in spirituality and prayer. And that was the big thing that emerged in our strategic planning. We initiated Wednesday night Bible study and worship and other types of spirituality activities. Well, that work is now taking on a new life as we've got another group of leaders who have been working with spirituality all along and now are excited about what do we do with our parish prayer list? How do we pray during worship Sunday morning so that we lift up each other in prayer? Doing healing services, doing intercessory prayer groups, so that we are very, very intentional as a whole parish for praying for each other. So those are two big examples of what specifically emerged. The other one was we had one of our vestry members get really, really excited about our website, and that energized her. She offered to help the web mistress work with her. We were switching over our website anyway to Digital Faith. So she has really taken the ball and run with it, allowing us to use our website in many, many new ways. Putting care concerns and having a space where the care team can have a portion of the website for their activities. And there is a place for prayers and spirituality and making sure that the website really does reflect all these new things. And we can utilize it So that's the neat kind of integration that's going on, too.
What are some ways in which you think that appreciative inquiry could benefit any parish?
Well, it really does allow you to step back and say, there's a lot of good things. Especially, it's a way, I think, that's fairly comfortable for people to get engaged and without pressure or without a sense of, well, we need a warm body to do this. They really enter into the appreciative inquiry and discover that they are passionate about something, that they are called to ministry, in other words, and that they have a ministry, and that ministry is joyful and can really enhance their life and who they are, and they get a chance to live out who God is calling them to be. In a way that just saying, well, we need volunteers for this, and well, we want to do this, you know, y'all sign on the dotted line. And it also, they take ownership. They really have to make choices, because the other side of the coin is that a parish also discovers what's not working so well. In other words, we didn't realize that we're tired of doing this thing we've done for years and years and years. And, well, maybe that's not what God's calling us to do anymore, because we've got energy over here. So it really does kind of work both ways. And I think it gives you a real can-do attitude. Because let's face it, times are scary and tough, and it's real easy to see things as a big problem and to get discouraged. And I think appreciative inquiry is a gentle, non-threatening way, but a powerful way of getting you to see the other side. That there are good and positive things, that even very, very small parishes without a lot of resources, you discover that you really, really do have a lot more resources than you ever imagined.
Given that this podcast will be posted on the diocesan website around what's normally stewardship time for a lot of parishes, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how appreciative inquiry could inform a church's stewardship plans, both in terms of financial stewardship and also how time and talent are utilized in a church.
I think it does that. Just doing the process alone does that. We have found, without even talking in terms of stewardship, I think a much deeper engagement, a much deeper involvement, just because people are doing the things they really feel called to do and doing things they really feel the parish is called to do. And not feeling that they're doing things that they're not necessarily interested in. I think it has deepened certainly the time and talent, and also the giving, because people want to give and will give into something that they are engaged with. Mm-hmm. Now, it's also, I will say, I think a very non-threatening way, appreciative inquiry, of talking about finances without talking about finances, because part of what you have to do when you make decisions about priorities is say, well, what resources do we have? In other words, you really do at some point have to base, well, we want to do this, what's it going to cost? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to get there? And it really does let you confront that, again, not as, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, but as we have a passion around this, we want to do this, we're called to do this, you know, how is God showing us the way to do this? And what is God providing that we might not have thought of? I think that is how I would describe that. Now we're going to be starting to do stewardship officially per se, but again, I think appreciative inquiry and strategic planning really help us take stewardship not just from a once a year activity, but to something that's on our mind all year round.
Any final thoughts before we close down this podcast?
I would very much encourage any parish to try this. It takes some courage, it takes some planning, but our experience has been that we got resources, we got help, we got advice, we got everything we needed every step of the way. And it has just done some beautiful things for our parish, expected and unexpected. The energy level is high, and we feel good about our life together and feel blessed. And I think it's a great process.
I want to thank our audience for listening to this podcast. For more podcasts and resources from the Diocese of Central Pennsylvania, please visit our website at www.diocesecpa.org.